Sentire Media.
Moving to Italy isn't just about the incredible weather and the landscapes and the food and the culture. I mean, those are all really great things and the things that first steal your heart. But when you decide to move to Italy, you know, after the honeymoon wears off, you find yourself having to navigate the practical aspects of living here, like shopping and repairing your home or buying a car, changing the oil, and of course, going to the doctor. When we're young, we don't really think so much about health care. You're usually sick, you get over it, and then you get on with life. Bouncing back is a lot easier, and your health is maybe not your main concern. But when you get older, trust me on this, or even when you least expect it, you may need a doctor. But how does the healthcare system work in Italy? Where do you go to when you have an emergency? How much does it cost, and is it really free? I've lived in a lot of different countries and understand the healthcare system quite well in Canada and the UK, the US and also France, but now in Italy. And for one reason or another, either myself or one of my kids ended up needing a doctor in all of those places. And I have an opinion on each of them. Some are good, some are bad, and some are really, really terrible. But we're not talking about all these other countries today. Today, I'm going to talk about Italy's healthcare system. I'm going to break down what you can expect, how to register for it, how much it's going to cost you, and some resources on how you can navigate the system without knowing the language. I'm Samantha Wilson, Chief Dreammaker at SmartMoveItaly.com, and this is A New Life in Italy, a show where each week I take you behind the scenes of what it's really like to move to Italy, introduce you to some fascinating people, answer your questions, and show you how starting a new life in Bel Paese is possible for you. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of A New Life in Italy. I'm your host, Samantha Wilson, and today we're tackling a topic that might not be as glamorous as Italian vineyards or seaside villas, but it's absolutely critical to anyone planning to make the move to Italy and turn Italy into their new home, and that is healthcare. Now, I know, healthcare is one of those things that only us old people think about, but I can tell you that Italians take their health very, very seriously, no matter what age they are. Have you heard of blue zones? You know, these are these remarkable regions all around the world where people live significantly longer and healthier lives than the global average. Many of them become, 100 or more years old. These areas have been really highly researched, and one of them actually is here in Italy, on the island of Sardinia. Now, a lot of people know Sardinia because of its unimaginably beautiful beaches, but it's also very well known for its high concentration of centenarians. These are people who are over 100 years old, and there's a lot of them in Sardinia. Now, not all of Italy is like this, but the global population in Italy generally is quite old. And this is attributed in part to the commitment that Italians have to their health and their bodies and the access to affordable and advanced and free healthcare. But it isn't just the access that makes it so good. It's the cultural permission to be sick. And I really think that this is an important distinction. See, in Italy, if you are sick, you should not be going to work or you shouldn't be going to school. You need to stay home and you need to rest. If you are sick, you don't have to worry about, somebody taking your job or not getting that promotion or looking weak. You can be sick. You have permission to be sick in Italy, and you have permission to understand your body, how it feels, and the signals that it gives you. And this is a cultural shift for most Americans and North Americans that come and they move here. Now, Italians don't, really look at all medicine in the same way. And sometimes I think that they might take their health and their bodies sometimes a little bit too far. For example, we talk about in Italy, we wear these scarves all the time. Well, often Italians are wearing these scarves, not just because they look nice, but because they cover their neck. And it's important to cover your neck so that the wind doesn't hit it, because of course, this will make you sick. Or if you go outside with wet hair or wear a wet or a sweaty wet t-shirt in the summertime, this, you know, is thought to be, it's going to, you're going to get sick, you're going to get a cold if you do these things. Well, we all know that it takes a virus to give you the flu, not a wet t-shirt. But there is really no convincing a lot of the Italians of this, so we just kind of go along with it. But alternative medicine is very important in Italy. Organic and herbal remedies and these parapharmacies, which are like pharmacies without the medicine, they're often visited before a doctor. In fact, a lot of my Italian friends will talk to a herbalist first before they go to their doctor. Now, you may think that what does all of this have to do with registering for healthcare in Italy? Well, if you move and you live here, you will have to first understand the cultural approach to medicine and healthcare and well-being, and then the practicalities of how to access it, because they really do go hand in hand. And that's what we're going to dive into today. So let's get started and make sure you're prepared for everything, including taking care of your health. Italy's healthcare system is extraordinarily good. In my opinion, it's extremely good and advanced. It's super accessible, it's very affordable. And again, healthcare is approached to the point of view that it's okay to get sick, everyone gets sick, and your body is your temple. In a way, that's how we think about it here. But how does it actually work for foreigners and even some Italian dual citizens who move here with their families? First off, let's talk about how you can access healthcare in Italy and who has access to it. Italy has two systems, a public and a private healthcare system. And this is why I think it works so well. They work hand in hand, where the private system will take some of the pressure off the public system for people who can afford to pay, but it's still very affordable to utilize and to access. The public system, on the other hand, is for residents of Italy. Now, this can be a foreigner on a visa or an EU citizen from another country living in Italy, and of course, Italian citizens and dual Italian citizens themselves and their families. You cannot access the regular public Italian healthcare system unless you are a resident or have an emergency in Italy. So that's right, yes, as an emergency. If you are visiting Italy, even on vacation, and you have a medical emergency, you will receive healthcare in the public system immediately. It'll be fast, it'll be advanced and accessible, and almost always it will be free, even if you're not a resident or insured. You see, access to healthcare is a fundamental human right in Italy. And just because you are on vacation when you suffer a tragic health emergency, as a human, you deserve care. And it shouldn't cost you everything. In fact, in most cases, it won't cost you anything. If it does, maybe just a few euros. Now, this is emergency care. So something that accidentally happened. You've been in a car accident, or you tripped and fell and smashed your head open, or something that causes you to go to the emergency room in Italy. This is what I'm talking about. But if you are a resident and you need to be part of the regular healthcare system, then you have a choice. You can enroll into the public healthcare system. It's called the Sistema Sanitario Nazionale, the SSN. Now, if you are an Italian or married to an Italian, even if you're a dual citizen and a resident of Italy, access to the SSN is totally free. Of course, you pay taxes in Italy, which supports it, but there's no fee that you have to pay monthly or yearly to have access to it. And when you have access to the public system, this covers your doctor's appointments and some of your tests. We pay little tickets, we call them, which are, 10 euros, 15 euros for certain types of tests, but it also covers almost all of your medication. If you are from another EU country or a third country national, like an American or Canadian or British, then you have to pay a voluntary fee every year starting in January to access the public system. So it's kind of like a pay-to-play system. And the amount you pay actually is based on your income. Because remember, you pay your taxes here in Italy when you become a resident, and part of those taxes are designated for the healthcare system here in Italy. Now, this fee has just been increased in the new budget that started this year in 2024. Before, your calculation was based only on your income. But in many cases, foreigners were getting a very low rate, sometimes only 380-ish euros, and had access to the full system. And the new budget this year, starting in 2024, has imposed a flat minimum fee of 2,000 euros per person to join the public system. Now, this might be more even, depending on your income, but it starts at 2,000 euros. And what has happened with this has been a few things. So some of the foreigners have been quite upset because of this extra fee where they were used to paying less. But I want to raise a point to help you see the issue from the other side. Many foreigners who are moving to Italy are moving in later in their years when they retire. They're older and they're likely going to need to use the healthcare system more than they have ever used it before. Often they're arriving here, you know, when they're 60 or 70 or even older than that, years old. They never have contributed to the Italian healthcare system in the past, not even 1 euro. And now they move here and they'll be using it extensively as the years go on. Therefore, it's only really fair that the fees for foreigners go up to at least try to put a little bit of a dent into the costs, considering there's been no contribution in the past. So if you've had to enroll and pay your 2,000 euros a year or so, try to remember that you haven't paid any tax in Italy yet. And really, it's only fair. And besides, 2,000 euro is nothing compared to what a lot of people are paying in their home countries to access healthcare at this level. But there is also an alternative, and that is the private system. And by this, I don't mean buy private health insurance. Of course, you can do that if you like, but a lot of policies will not allow pre-existing conditions. So it could be super expensive and really not that helpful, considering if you have an emergency, this is covered anyway in Italy. Instead, what I'm referring to is the Italian private healthcare system, which again is a pay-as-you-go system. Think of it as you pay every time you need to have a yearly test. You can pay a private clinic and a private doctor for that checkup. You can even go to drop-in clinics and pay, you know, 30 or 50 euros to see a doctor and get a prescription, which, by the way, you'll also pay for the prescription fees, which are often much, much less than what you're used to. You know, prescriptions are extremely affordable in Italy. Big pharma does not have the lobbyist pull here, so we can all afford our medicines, which is a good thing. Now, even if you need to see a top specialist, you know, the best ones in Italy, the visit at a private clinic is probably only about 100, 150 euros, so super reasonable. And this is really, really affordable for most people. But here's the thing, is if you go and you see that specialist privately and he finds out, he or she finds out that you have, you know, something really quite sinister and you need surgery, well, at that point, then you can go and enter into the public system and pay your yearly dues for your treatment. And this is how a lot of expats who are relatively healthy, not having a lot of meds on a regular basis, live within the healthcare system in Italy. They straddle between the private and the public system, depending on their needs. They go for their yearly tests, pay a small fee, and have peace of mind. And the fact that if they want to buy into the healthcare system, the public system in Italy, they can. It's available to them as long as they have residency. So the thing to remember here is that to enroll in the public system, you must be a registered resident of Italy. And even if you are an Italian dual citizen and you're listening to this, contrary to what you might have heard online, you cannot get access to the free healthcare in Italy unless you are a resident here. So just being an Italian dual citizen doesn't give you access to register into the health system here. Yes, you can go for emergency care like anyone else, but in order to get it for free, so you don't pay a voluntary fee if you're Italian, you must become a resident. Now, what is it really like to visit a doctor or a hospital here? Now, here's the big question. And I do talk often about the difference between the north and the south of Italy, the north being a little bit more advanced for some services. And often when I'm talking about services, I'm talking about healthcare and hospitals and doctors and these kinds of things that we'll need on a daily basis. Now, I'm going to share some of my experiences and what you can expect in terms of service and waiting times and quality of care. A spoiler alert, it's probably different from what you expect or are even used to. If you join the Italian public healthcare system, you will register at a local ASLA office. So this is like a main office in your comune where all of the doctors are housed. It's like their municipal building for all of the medical services. You will prove to them that you are a resident, because that's number one. And if you are a third country national, you'll have to show them your permesso di soggiorno, often your carta di identità, and of course your passport. If you are not Italian, then you will also have to pay a fee. If you're Italian, it's free. And then after you've gone through the mounds of paperwork, because this is Italy, then you will have to choose a local doctor. So a doctor who's practicing in that regular local ASLA office. Now, I know you might not know who the doctors are and who's best for you. So sometimes you might just have to close your eyes and point. But don't worry too much about that, because just this doctor is your doctor of record. And often local doctors are used, family doctors are used for sort of more basic medicine or referrals to other specialists in Italy. So your assigned doctor is really just that. He or she is your assigned doctor, and he is in charge of you as a resident in your community. And think of him like your family doctor. And this is really important to remember, is because your local doctor, the one that's attached to your name and your registration at the ASLA office, is your family doctor. And think of the words I've used, family doctor. Think of years and years ago about home visits and the doctor who knew all about you and all about your kids and your spouse and everyone else in your family. This is what your family doctor still does here in Italy. Now, this means that he or she will take time to get to know you and your family. They're going to stop and see you in the grocery store and talk to you. They'll do house calls here. And they'll follow your health and genuinely care about you. You are a person to them. Now, we learned this from experience where our family doctor, when we first moved here, we didn't really know him at all. We were outside and he just was riding by on his Vespa, as you do, and one day, and he just stopped because he saw us outside and he came up and he just had a chat with us. And he was just being friendly. We were worried. Initially, we thought, what is wrong? What do you want? What do you want to talk about? But it was nothing. He just wanted to talk. He just wanted to connect, because he is now part of our family and part of our, you know, our healthcare system. Now we have his WhatsApp. We can message him at any time. He knows who we are. It is an incredible way to have healthcare and feel confident that somebody knows who you are and somebody is caring about you. And this is vastly different from what we were used to in North America, even in the UK. In fact, in the UK, one time I remember a doctor literally looked at his watch, looked up at my husband at the appointment and said, "You have 10 minutes, go." It was incredible. I mean, and what it's like in Italy is a stark reminder that the approach to healthcare here is personal. You are human. It's not transactional. There's enough doctors to go around. Now, there's some quirks to the healthcare system and the culture here. So I'm going to save you some embarrassment and confusion and give you my top six things that I find come up over and over again with new arrivals. And these things you can remember and consider when you're dealing with your health here in Italy. So number one, do not expect privacy, at least not privacy to the level that you're used to. The doctor in Italy, a doctor in Italy, they look at your body as a vessel. It's not nearly as private as you might be used to. So forget the gowns. If you get anything, it might be a tiny little thin white sheet or just a piece of paper to cover yourself up. You know, when you're sitting in the office, if he needs to check your heart, he'll just lift your shirt over your head in front of whoever's in the office with you. You know, he'll take your heartbeat or you know, your blood pressure. And if you need to undress for a visit, well, often the doctor just stands there and watches and waits for you to do it. So there's none of this going out of the room and I'll come back when you're ready. So be prepared for this lack of privacy. It's very, very disarming for a lot of North Americans. Number two, expect chaos at a doctor's office. And I can't say this, express this even more. Now, I've been to a lot of different doctor's offices and hospitals in Italy, and this I see every single place I go, regardless of the type of office it is. Remember that health and healthcare is important in Italy. So when someone in a family gets sick, quite often, the entire family and extended family goes to the doctor's office with the sick person. So it's not like they just go alone and deal with their problem. It's a big conversation. So we'll see these rooms filled with people, one doctor and the sick person, and then just family members all crowded around, everybody talking, over-talking everyone else. The room is packed full of people. So it becomes kind of a loud, chaotic feeling when you're in these visits and in these rooms. And every single hospital or doctor's office has a different way of even scheduling their appointments. Which leads me to number three, look for a routine. Back to the idea that every place has a different procedure, a different way of dealing with appointments and when you arrive. The best advice I can give you is instead of walking in and just charging to the desk and saying, I need to see a doctor or how do I make an appointment, just pause for a few minutes. Take a chair, sit back and observe. Watch what people are doing. How are they arriving? Where are they getting a ticket? Are they getting a ticket? What's coming up on the notice board? Where are people going? What window are they going to? Can you understand what they're talking about? This will really help give you a sense of a bearings of where you are and what you need to do. So just calm down and observe. It can help you learn the process of seeing your doctor because every single clinic is a little bit different. As a matter of fact, learning the routine in this pause, I do recommend for pretty much anything here, anything that is a new experience, instead of just charging in as we're used to doing, just stay back, sit back, put your back against the wall and just watch and see if you can understand what people are doing and then you can mimic them and it'll make the process much, much easier. Now, number four, most local doctors do not speak English and this can be really scary if it has to do with your health. It can be super stressful. So if you can bring a translator with you, if you need one. Now, even if your Italian is getting better, you're progressing along the way, often medical terms are going to be words you don't use all the time, so they're probably going to be new to you. It is really important that if you feel that something is quite tragically wrong with you, that you have some support with you, because although some doctors may speak some English, they usually will default back to Italian, probably again, because the words that they're using are not regular language words and they're more comfortable in this way. In Italy, if you have a very serious condition and have serious surgery, often you can request an official translator to come with you if you don't want to give up your problems to your friend, you know, because it's still a privacy issue if you're bringing your friend to sit with you while your shirt's off inside your doctor's office. So these are some things you need to consider, but be prepared for the fact that most doctors will not speak English. Now, in the show notes, I do have some links to some English databases where you can find some English-speaking doctors, perhaps in your region or your town. But be prepared. This is another really good reason to continue to practice your Italian. Now, number five, don't expect anything to be fancy. Clinics are publicly funded here. And just like probably in your home country, they're not super shiny and pretty. Now, the big hospital, university hospitals are quite gorgeous, but a lot of the older hospitals in the middle of the cities or particularly down in the south can be a little bit intimidating when you walk in because they are not really the nicest buildings. They're pretty tired. But remember, don't judge a book by the cover. It's the people and the services inside that can really make a difference for you. And number six, don't expect a lot of medication as a treatment. You know, this is really a North American thing we've learned. You don't say just take a pill or take five pills. You know, I know people back home that have two or three different, you know, blood pressure medicines. And it's just one, they're taking all this medicine. It's not common here to do that. Again, thinking about remedies that people do here in trying to keep their health as organic as possible. So herbal remedies, you know, usually persist before pharmaceuticals here. Your doctor, of course, will recommend and will write a prescription for you if you need it. But be prepared that that might not be the very first line that you hear. So those are my top six things that I think you should pay attention to when you're entering into the Italian healthcare system. The most important one, I think, is, again, the language. This is a scary subject, your health, and if you don't understand what's wrong with you, it can get incredibly stressful. So thinking about my other, I think it was last week's podcast about learning the language, keep on practicing, because if anything, it will give you the confidence to enter into these new situations and understand better, to be able to take care of yourself. So the Italian healthcare system really, in a nutshell, is, again, really affordable and accessible and advanced. I have had incredibly good experiences in the healthcare system here. I know there's people out there who haven't, as in everything, there's good and there's bad. But the key thing to remember is that you are eligible to join the public system here once you become a resident and not before. You will have to pay a fee unless you are Italian, but it's well worth it. Even since it's 2,000 euros minimum per person a year now, you know, this is incredibly good healthcare for 2,000, just over $160 euros a month. That's nothing. That includes all of your prescriptions pretty much and all of your doctor's visits. So it's really a drop in the hat. And in Italy, getting sick is really part of living and taking care of your health. It's a fundamental thing to your well-being. One of the main reasons people tell me that they want to move to Italy is to live a healthier life. And this is true. You will eat better and there'll be less fat and more organic and local food. You're going to walk and bike and hike and move more than you probably ever would in your home country. And exercise, as you know, is the key to everything. And you're going to have all this fresh air and this sunshine and all these beautiful things around you. So all of these things will contribute to your overall health. But don't take it for granted. Don't be afraid to join the system and don't be afraid to go see a doctor here. Health is true wealth. And without good health, we are really limited to our surroundings and we can get really stuck. I know that people have had amazing lives in Italy and then they've had a health scare and they are so worried about joining the Italian healthcare system for no reason at all because it's very, very, very good that they end up leaving and going home. So take care of your health. Go to your visits. Go to the clinics. Bridge between the private and the public system if you prefer and have the tests done and take care of yourself. And enjoy every moment of your new life in Italy. Well, thanks for tuning in, and I can't wait to share more insights and stories next time. Until then, sending you all of my love and wish you health and happiness on your Italian adventure. Ciao for now. It's time for listener questions. Just like the old radio call-in shows, my team has picked 3 listener questions, all left on our voicemail. I have no idea what these questions are, but I haven't been stumped yet. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, Samantha. This is Ingrid, and my question is about the investor visa. If I begin by living in one city, say Bologna, and declaring on my application that that is where I want to live, and I get my permesso di soggiorno there, et cetera, and live there for a while, but then decide that after 2 years, when it's time to renew my visa, I would like to live in a different city or region, for example, Lucca, will that be possible? In other words, am I locked into living in one particular city or comune when I go to renew the visa? And does the answer change depending on whether or not I establish residency? Thank you very much.
Well, good question, Ingrid. So you've talked about 2 different things. You are asking about a permesso di soggiorno, actually your visa that leads up to your permesso di soggiorno, and then also your residential status, your residency. I'm going to assume that you are going to establish residency because you're saying you're going to live here for 2 years. So let's say, for example, your first choice is Bologna and you live in Bologna for 2 years on the first 2 years of your permesso di soggiorno for the investor visa, because the visa gives you a permesso for 2 years and then renewable for another 3 years. And then actually you can continue to renew it for as long as you maintain the investment. But for the first 2 years, if you stick it out in Bologna and you never want to leave, and at the time of renewal, you want to now move to Lucca, because you will be moving from one region, Emilia-Romagna, to Tuscany, you will have to apply for your renewal of your permesso di soggiorno, the next renewal, in a different questura in the area that you are living. And it's just a procedural thing. You're absolutely able to do that. As a matter of fact, you don't have to wait until the renewal process. You can move at any time during your permesso. Even if you have residency, you can move anytime you like. But if you move from one region to another, then we'll have to move your permesso di soggiorno to the new questura, and we'll also have to move your residency, so your registered residency status, into the new town that you're living. And in order to do that, you need to have a place that you are living in so that we can move the address. And you only have 30 days, by the way, once you've moved one address to another address for your residency. So all of these things need to be planned in advance. So in short, yes, absolutely. With the investor visa, you're free to do anything you want. You can live anywhere. You can move as many times as you want. It's just a little bit of bureaucracy.
Hi, this is Niamh here from Dublin. And we've been looking at some properties down the south of Italy in the Puglia region. We've been looking at listed and not listed buildings. And I'm just wondering, what are the chances of getting permits to make some changes and to do some renovations on the houses that don't have a listing attached to them, or even the listed buildings? And how difficult or easy would they be? And also, just looking at the tradesmen, what would the availability be like? Can you trust them? Where can you find the good quality ones that you can rely on? Any advice there would be super. Thank you so much.
Hello, Niamh. First, I love your accent. It's wonderful. And thank you for the question. Okay, I'm trying to decide what you mean by listed and unlisted buildings. So it could mean a couple of things. It could mean that you're buying it privately without the help of an estate agent, or it could also mean that maybe the property isn't listed as a residential property, but it's actually listed as maybe the zoning is a magazine or a canteen or something that you're wanting to convert into a residential address or property. So I'll just talk about each just in case. So the first one, if you're saying unlisted, meaning you're buying it privately, the first thing I will tell you 100% is that private sales here are possible in Italy, but it's complicated, especially when you're looking to renovate a property. There are many, many things you'll need to understand before you go ahead and buy it so that you can do the things you want to do to the property. It's very restricted here in Italy. So if you don't want to use an estate agent, that's perfectly fine, but please make sure you retain a property lawyer to help you through that purchase. Even if your property has, the house you're looking at has land attached to it, because this is another complicated process if it's farmland. You need somebody to help you through that process. And if you're dealing with renovations, this property lawyer will also be able to draft a proper agreement, a renovation agreement that will protect you and make sure that, you know, your budgets are met and you're hitting all of the milestones, especially when you're a foreigner. These things can get out of hand faster than normal if you can't stay on top of them. So as far as how you're buying it, if you're saying listed or unlisted, that's the best way to go. If you're talking about what if a property is, you know, listed as a residential zone or a non-residential zone and you want to change it, these can be really complicated things in Italy. And depending on so many factors will depend on whether or not you can do it and whether or not it is cost effective to even do it. I know that sometimes, especially in the south, there's some of these beautiful old buildings with incredible features that are actually listed as garages or magazinos or, you know, maybe even commercial spaces that you envision turning into a spectacular home. And although this, you know, visualization can be really great, in some cases, depending on the property, the location, it could be impossible to do. And the last thing you want to do is buy this house and then not be able to do what you want. It becomes just a toxic asset. So make sure that you have that covered off. As far as finding contractors, this is a problem, I think, in the whole wide world and in Italy in general. What I will recommend is to always hire the workers locally. And you can have a contractor to help you do that, or more importantly, a project manager who is usually an architect or an engineer who can oversee everything. But make sure that when somebody is local doing the work, they're familiar with the materials that are being used in that region, as well as connected to the people that you need to get permits for. So this can help get over some hurdles in some ways. How to find them? Well, you know, this is a country built on relationships. So you should, you know, make it known that you are looking for people to help do a renovation, go walk through town, find a local architect or engineers, have some interviews and discuss with them what you want to do, and then go with your gut instinct after doing your due diligence and stay on top of it. Please try to remember that even if you're not here, that it's a lot slower, the progress here for renovating a building. So you really should have a very tight contract that details exactly what you can expect, exactly how much things will cost, and who's responsible for what. This will save you a lot of headaches in the long run.
Hi, Sam. This is Phyllis. I have a question for you. If my prescriptions are on file with my local pharmacy, is it possible while traveling in Italy to get a refill at any pharmacy within Italy if need be?
Excellent question, Phyllis. And yes, it is possible to refill your prescription at any pharmacy in Italy. You'll have to make sure that you bring the prescription. And if it's on file, meaning that you have a doctor, you're part of the public healthcare system in your region, you've paid the amount. The difference in the prescriptions, it's a red prescription. That means that's the one that the doctor actually has given you. If you have a prescription just on a white piece of, you know, like printer's paper where a doctor's written out a prescription, that one means that it's private, means you have to pay for the prescription. But if you have a red prescription, you have the barcode even, they can print them off now, it's a barcode. You can use this at other pharmacies around Italy. They'll just scan it and you'll get your prescription. In most cases, there are some kinds of medicines, depending on the medicine you're looking for, that you will only be able to buy in your region. And typically, this is a very expensive or very specialized kind of medicine that you'll have to only buy in your region or get in your region because of the funding that's allocated to that specific drug. But if it's something like, you know, regular inhalers or, you know, prednisone or something that you're taking on a kind of a regular basis that you might need, you can certainly get this just with a prescription to any pharmacy anywhere in Italy.
Well, that's all for this week's episode. Thank you for listening. If you have any questions about visas, citizenship, property, and, well, really anything about moving to Italy that you would like me to answer in an upcoming episode, please feel free to send us a voicemail at our website at smartmoveitaly.com/podcast, or just click on the links in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. And remember, you can find all of the resources and the links to the people and the places that I mentioned in this episode inside the show notes. Ciao for now. A New Life in Italy podcast is a production of Sentire Media, created and hosted by me, Samantha Wilson. Production by London Nero, and with special thanks to Ali Frothingham, Sofia Pisana, and the entire team at Sentire. Follow A New Life in Italy wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, if you're thinking of moving to Italy, whether full-time, part-time, or for a lifetime, come and see me over at smartmoveitaly.com and we'll help you get here and start living your best life. And don't forget, if you love this episode, please rate and leave a review. It's much appreciated. I can't wait to meet up with you again next week, same time, same place. Ciao for now.
Sentire Media.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's S-E-N-T-I-R-E media.com, and find out how to submit your show.